Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So a couple of years ago, the small business space felt like it was all a flutter about hiring employees instead of contractors. And while that definitely comes with some big upsides of having people full-time in your business, only dedicated to your business goals versus sharing them with other people, a lot of people overlooked how complex it would make their business. We saw some really big overhiring problems, and then business leaders who are making big time and money sacrifices to meet the legal and moral requirements of having employees in your business. So like most things, the pendulum has now swung back the other way. And the trend is all about going back to solopreneuring. But being a solopreneur or even having a really lean team requires you to outsource. And most small businesses think that's great. I can hire contractors. They can do all the things. I don't have all the hassle of employees. Yes, there is definitely upside to it. But there are also some risks that you may want to consider that you've maybe not really thought about. So outsourcing in the context of your small business simply means that you are delegating a task or a function that in a big business would typically be performed in-house to an external service provider. Often when we're thinking about, I just need to get this off my plate and we're about to ask a contractor to do it, we're coming at that just from a place of like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so bored with it. I hate it. It's frustrating. It drains me. And those are all really valid reasons to think about finding someone else to do something for you. However, that's not how we strategically make decisions. Okay, so that can be the catalyst for the decision. And then when it's time to make the decision, we have to come back to how do I do that strategically? So let's talk about a couple of things that you can consider. I always love to start with a cost benefit. Most people understand how this one works. So we're in a small business. Every investment that you make has to make ROI. And outsourcing is the same. It's not just about getting stuff off your plate or just about finding expertise. We have to think about what is the cost saving? How significant is it? So that's on the reward side versus what are the risks that we're potentially exposing ourselves to? And those risks can come from simple things like communication just being more difficult, people being in different time zones because you have a global team. Everyone is remote and that has its own challenges. And because you're hiring a contractor, you have a lot less control over when they work, exactly how they do things, and what the overall process is. So we can't just go, oh yes, immediate time savings, let's do it. We want to think short term and long term. And we want to make sure that the reward for outsourcing outweighs any risks that it's adding to our business. Next up, we want to think quality versus quantity. It's easy to see how outsourcing can add to the potential quantity of your business, right? Your ability to serve more people. They can take stuff off your plate. They can take stuff off your team's plate. That means you can take on more customers. It means you can take on more projects. But what we want to be really careful of is when we're scaling like this, that we still maintain those high standards that people have got used to us delivering. So it's not just about how much can I get off my plate. It's about finding the right people or the right businesses to assign that work to. We have seen countless examples in recent years where really high profile people have blamed their teams. And we have seen the response. There is zero doubt that anybody who works in your business, including anything you've outsourced to a contractor, represents your brand. And as a result, their work reflects directly on you, and you will be held responsible for it. So you need to be really thoughtful when you're outsourcing that you're balancing the how much can I scale with the how well can we scale. Okay, finally, I want you to think about time and whether we're saving time or losing time. We get really excited about the time saving of outsourcing and delegating and bringing on contractors. But the problem is we often think that's going to happen immediately. And that's usually not the case. Even when you're outsourcing to a contractor, there is still that investment that has to happen from a time perspective in training them and onboarding them and them getting up the curve, which can take time on its own, to ensure that they understand your process, what you expect from them, your culture, what your brand stands for. Then on top of that, you have the additional coordination time that you need because now you're having to check in with people in multiple time zones. Maybe they're not working at the same time as you. Maybe they're not always available for meetings. So you forget that there's all this extra coordination that has to happen by having this outsourced team, and even more so if that outsourced team also need to work with each other. So the goal here is to think about how much time am I saving, and is that significant enough to warrant the time investment I'm going to have to make in having that outsourced team? We tend to only focus on, oh my gosh, think of all the time I'm going to save, and then get frustrated when we remember all the time we're going to have to put in before that can happen. So for small businesses, outsourcing is often the right choice. It allows you to be more efficient. It allows you to have more people on your team. It allows you to have the expertise that you need. But you have to remember it's a strategic move. And with any strategic move, you have to be assessing risks versus rewards to make that decision. So how do the risks stack up against the rewards with each of your contractors that you're outsourcing to right now?